and her thermometer is the best for you and your family. Just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny summer street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue.
Dan needs to bring his guitar in one day. He could play bass with us. Because I think I...
This rover. When is this going to be on the air?
It's never going to be on the air. This is a test. This is rehearsal. Where's rehearsal?
Oh, this is all rehearsal?
Yeah, this is just rehearsal.
Don't worry about anything that we do if it's not any good, because it's not a real show. Yeah. Now tell me if I got the bass line right. Would that be about right?
Sounds about right.
It's kind of up to you, right? You can pick and choose how you do the bass, right?
I can.
There's no set, because I would think that a different, like two bass players would do different bass lines. They'd have different ways of doing it. They'd still be the right notes.
Yeah,
right?
They could, or it could completely copy what they do on the record.
Are you on a 1 to 10 as a bass guitar player? Where would you rank yourself? 10 being like the best of the best.
The best of the best.
Or like
I would
a three?
Say. Oh no.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two.
That's shooting high.
No, yeah. What do you think? Six.
No, maybe a five.
Really?
Five or six? Yeah,
that's
right in the middle.
Bad. That's not bad. Honest. I wanted to see if you'd lie and brag, and
yeah.
You didn't do that, and I applaud you for that. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're almost halfway through the month of February. How could that be? It's like it just turned February.
I know.
It's almost half over. Oh, boy, we got a lot to cover here. The Grammys were on last night, and you know, let me preface this by saying that in 93... which is now, holy cow, 20 years ago.
I know. Can you believe that?
I went to work for KSDFM, and it was a classic rock station. And it's the only real radio mistake that I've made, but I didn't really make it. I made a deal with a company that 3 months later or so was bought by another company. So what I had planned to do with my morning show at a classic rock station never materialized. The agreement I had made with my original boss got kicked to the curb because now I'm working for different people. But my point is this. That was 20 years ago. And I remember one of their concerns, even though they hired me, was that I talked like an old person. Not that my voice was old, like, yeah, but that I you could tell by the things I talked about that I wasn't 25 or 30 years old. And I said, what's the problem? What are you talking about? And they said, well, we need to, like, hip you up a little bit. We need to get you more aware of, you know, what's
classic
hot.
Classic rock?
Yeah, but yeah, because...
That doesn't make any
sense. No, it doesn't make any sense at all. They even, and I'm not kidding, one of the people at the station even told me I needed to change the way I dressed.
What?
That I dressed, and here were her words. She said, you dress like Jay Randolph. That's the description, meaning he's an older guy.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know, it hurt me. It cut me deeply.
Probably cut Jay Randolph pretty deep, too.
So I remember I went out to Dillard's, I don't know where it was, and I got some clothes and actually had the sales clerk go, you know, how do I dress a little young? I mean, I can't believe that I even agree. I should have just said, what are you, nuts? I'm not doing this. And it didn't work anyway. But they thought that I needed to, one, be more acquainted with groups I never cared about. Journey, Boston, the Police. I don't get, and by the way, Sting. I still don't get him. I don't get Sting. So I'm in the wrong place. It's just, it's a misfit. But I think now that was 20 years ago, and I was out of touch not only with whatever was the latest, greatest, newest rock and roll, but I didn't have any knowledge of the music that I was playing, the classic rock music. So I watched the Grammys last night, and I thought, man, it's like I'm now 50 years behind. I had no idea what I was looking at, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to take your calls. And Dan, I mean, you're probably, I don't know, maybe Peon too, certainly of the three of us, you two know more about music today than I do. I'm a typical guy who is stuck in a time warp. I only relate to music that I played in when I was in music radio.
So you didn't know who Bruno Mars was when he got up?
Oh, no, and I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, mentioned Bruno
Mars.
No,
I like Bruno Mars. He's one of the exceptions. I do know who he is. And I like, here's what's interesting about Bruno Mars. I like watching him perform as much as I like listening to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because his performance is not about projected things on a screen or pyrotechnics. It's him and the way he moves and the way his band moves and the way it's a real performance that's not dependent on a lot of special effects. So, yeah, I know who Bruno Mars is, but I...
I feel like I'm 50 years behind when I didn't even watch, just because I don't hardly know any of the people that...
No, I hardly know.
I hardly know anybody that...
All right, you know who Jack White is?
Yes.
All right, I watched Jack White.
He's an interesting character.
And by the way, I got to tell you something. I kind of went in and out of this Grammys thing because there were stretches of it. I had to break away and go watch something else because I was getting sick. It was the most ridiculous, stupid. I couldn't relate to any. Here, give me an example. When Jack White got up and he played whatever it was he played, and it was noise. It was just loud. The drummer looked. They all looked like. I told my wife. I said they all look like they're. Honest to goodness, they're trying to break the equipment. They're trying to tear the equipment up. They're going to tear the guitar up. They're going to tear the drums up. It's not like they were playing. They were on a destruction rampage. And the song was hideous. But when it was over, people were like, people like Keith Urban, who's a country singer, they're on their feet. Whoa, yeah. Woo, woo, woo.
They all go crazy.
Like, greatest thing they've ever seen. And it wasn't. Unless it was, and I just don't know it.
No, I don't think you missed the boat on this one. He, and when they introduced him, they said, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, the great Jack White."
Yeah.
It's like, what? The great Jack White?
No, they like he was some legend.
In certain circles, yeah, he's a weird one, yeah, because some people think he is just like,
oh, he's a god in that genre of music. He is like a god. And
but who are those people that think that? They're the ones that stretch their earlobes out and the ones that are pale and they have their black. I mean, aren't they the people that think that?
Possibly some.
Are you going to meet an executive vice president at Boeing or somebody? Go, who's your favorite singer? Jack White, man.
Oh, it could be. I mean, you could meet people. I've met people like that.
That surprise you, with the music that they listen to.
I'm not criticizing anybody for what they like. You can like Jack White. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're a weirdo. It doesn't mean anything. He just means I don't get it. I don't get it. I'll tell you else I don't get. And she's everywhere. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What am I missing? She looks like I can't decide if she's trying to be that that little sexy schoolgirl, you know, the Catholic schoolgirl
right.
thing where she had the knee-high socks and what? Is she trying to pull that off, or does she think she's hot? I don't know.
I don't think she's talented,
I guess.
I don't think I've heard one of her songs before.
She's very big with the preteens. I'm sure you've heard some of her songs.
Oh my goodness. And her songs, never, ever, ever gonna, what is it? Talk to you again. Whatever the heck it is. Never ever gonna get something, and it's little teenager type music, but she is everywhere. And when they cut to her in the audience, which they did way too many times, it's like she wants people to look at her. She's dancing out in the audience. It's like, look at me. I should be on stage all the time. Look at me. These people have this, whatever it is that makes them successful is the same thing that makes them weird. They love attention, yet when it's not in a setting like that, don't look at me. They call the police, or they're mean. They don't want to have any sort of an encounter with fans, except when they're on stage, and then they want the whole world to love them and adore them. But I don't understand what she is. Is she a country singer? Is she a pop singer?
She's a crossover. She's a little of both.
But is it a lot of people acting like they love her stuff because they think it's cool to accept her, or do they really like her? That's what I can't figure out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
they can't be all those people thinking she's that great.
I think a lot of moms like her because their kids like her.
They know who I like? Adele. I'll tell you why. She's Adele. Fat, okay? And she's she's real. She's a real person, and you can just tell that what you see is what you get. She's not trying to be something she's not. She's just, I like her.
And she has an awesome voice.
She's got a great voice. Yeah. Now, who else? Oh, the tribute to Bob Marley, which is when they brought Sting out.
Yeah.
I get about two of the Jamaican songs, you know, and I don't even know what two songs they are, but I know that when you're in the Caribbean.
One love.
Yeah. That's it. One love. And it's the steel. That's one. And then there's hot, whatever that is. And that's kind of it for me. But they did that that tribute, and didn't Ziggy come out or something?
Yeah, Ziggy came out, and Ziggy's brother, I can't remember his name.
I don't get it. I don't know. I just I don't get it. Now, I will tell you that the one thing I saw where I my reaction was, whoa, this is pretty slick, was what they did with Carrie Underwood's dress.
Oh, yes.
What was that?
That was awesome.
That was incredible, because, you know, I'm thinking, well, it's a focused light on her, but how could you focus it where it never left her? Was she illuminated from underneath the dress?
I don't know. I think it was illuminated from in front of her, but she... You know how hard it is for someone like that?
To stand still.
To stand still and not move.
No, you're right. And I noticed that she never moved, because if she did, it would have thrown that whole light trick off. But for those of you who didn't see it, I'm going to tell you something. It's one of the greatest effects I've ever seen. Her dress became a projection screen of sorts, but it wasn't. I still don't know if it was projected onto her dress from the front, because there were people in front of her in the audience moving their hands, and it didn't seem to block any of the
I'm saying there was no
shadows. So I'm wondering if, because and Dan, you remember how big it was, like a big hoop dress?
Oh, it was huge.
I think they projected that light from underneath.
They may have.
And I think we were looking at the effect. Easy.
Wow.
Careful.
Easy.
Lucky bulb.
Now, one other one. I don't know who Frank Ocean is. I keep hearing this name.
He's the one that just came out recently.
I don't either.
The only gay R&B, openly gay.
Oh.
Well, I will tell you, I didn't. Not only did I not get whatever that was he did in that yellow suit running like Forrest Gump, that was the single dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he was horrible. He's not a good singer. What am I missing here with Frank Ocean?
I completely agree with you. When he came out, I had no clue. I'm like, how does this guy get a record deal? There are so many people out there that deserve to have a record deal, and this guy is performing at the Grammys?
And that's the very question that I ask when I look at certain people on stage. How did you get famous?
I know.
How? If what I saw from Frank Ocean was what's supposed to be so great about him, then you know what? Then I am completely incapable of understanding what makes a talent, because from the waist down, he's running in a yellow, like a Reggie McDaniel suit. Yellow suit.
The Forrest Gump song.
Yeah, and he's singing a song about Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And it didn't make any sense. So that was the other one. And then, to me, the highlight of just absurd ridiculousness. Prince looking like the Grim Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
He had on a hoodie and sunglasses. And there's another thing. You people are in an auditorium. Take your sunglasses off.
Oh, no, they can't.
They're too cool. They're too cool to take their sunglasses off. So Prince walks out, and he's trying to be too cool. Like he didn't add any ad lib. And the nominees are I'm Prince, and I'm really too cool to be here. But I'm going to do this anyway, and I'm going to do it straight. And here are the nominees. And I just thought,
yes,
what?
And last time I saw him, he had a hoodie on. Like
now,
that.
Who are the Lumieres? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, Lumieres.
Okay. They sang a song.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Really?
So they sang a song, and I'll give you my interpretation of the song. I'll make up a song, and then I'll do what they did. They're singing a little song about some rah, and it sounded like they're barking like dogs. I'm going to tell you, rah, rah, I'm going to say, rah, rah, rah. That's it. Yeah, that's
Ian,
it.
Ian would know the name. Ian,
I don't think
song.
So. Lumiere.
I know that song.
No, I don't listen to.
Actually, like that song.
Newer music.
Now, my wife likes, and I didn't know, and this really does put me out of touch because I should know this. This fun. I wonder.
Oh yeah.
Now she said she likes that song.
Yeah. Tonight we are young, and then there's.
Now, I don't know the song, but here's why I don't know it. I would have to listen to a pop station or something.
Yeah.
And I don't listen. I don't listen to that. So I don't have any way to be exposed to that music. But they seem Mumford and Sons and Fun.
I love Mumford.
I could probably get into those guys. I think I could, they do some stuff I'd like. I like Zac Brown. I like Zac Brown, but lose the sock. Lose the sock on your head. I just read an article this morning. They asked Zac Brown, what's the deal with the sock? And one of the things that bugs me about people is when they're not just straight. Just tell the truth. Tell the truth. I think it's cool. It makes me cool and unique. You know what he said? A lot of times when performers perform and it's cold, if your ears get cold, you can get sick.
What?
Huh? Yeah, exactly. What? So how come thousands of other singers don't seem to mind that their ears are cold if it's that big a deal for a singer to cover your ears? How about tell the truth? A sock is cool.
Why doesn't he say that's my signature, like Johnny Cash, we're all black?
He did finally say it's sort of become my thing. But the reason he said he did it was to cover his ears because singers can't get their ears cold.
I never heard
I'm telling
that
you,
one.
Man. We're going to come back. We're going to do the Burke segment. We're going to take your calls. You can help me maybe understand some things I don't understand. But I will tell you this, from a production standpoint, wow. I mean, it was spectacular. The staging, and it gets better. Every show I see, it just gets more over the top, and the technology is just amazing to me, what they can project and what they can do. The performance has become secondary. It's not about the singer. In fact, you can hardly sometimes hear the musicians. Oh, and how about somebody who must have taken an air hose and shoved it up Elton John's butt and blew him up? Boy, he's bigger than ever, isn't he?
Yeah, he got
that toad. He's gotten real heavy, and he can't sing anymore. He can still play the piano, but he's kind of lost his voice.
Who was the guy that got up and sang? I didn't even catch his name, but he was. He had an accent like this, and he started singing.
Oh, yeah, he sang a, hold on, he sang an Elton John song.
Yes, yes.
And it was, oh, my goodness, what was it? It was Elton John's first real big hit, his first Grammy hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a Latin singer.
And I was like, wait a minute, Elton John's there. Let Elton John sing that. Stop singing that and messing it up.
Oh, you know what it was? It's a little bit funny.
Yes.
The feeling inside.
Yeah.
This is your song. That's what he did. He was okay. He was good.
I didn't like him.
You didn't like him? I thought he did okay, but I think some songs other people shouldn't do. And that's one. Let Elton John do that song. All right, now that we've proven that we're experts on everything music, and you know how much we don't know about anything, you can call after we take our first break. We're going to make our first sales pitch here about American Equity Mortgage. And the first time that it was literally our first time to talk about American Equity Mortgage was about 21 years ago. And we've only been here for 15, coming up on 16 years. It's been, wow, you know, in July it'll be 16 years.
Holy moly.
And American Equity Mortgage was part of this show before it ever came to KTRS. So here we are, still preaching the same sermon, giving you the same message from American Equity Mortgage, because sometimes, for whatever reason, and it happens with all of us, you hear something that makes sense, but you don't do anything about it, and you keep hearing it, and you still don't. And then, for whatever reason, one day, you just decide, you know what, maybe I really ought to pay attention to this and check into it. And I'm talking specifically now about credit card debt. It's still the number one offender when it comes to charging people outlandish interest on money they borrow. They're still the biggest culprits, and still the best way to get out of that and get out from underneath the heavy thumb of credit card debt is to use the equity in your house, because that equity will enable you to borrow whatever that is you owe on all your credit. Let's say you owe $5,000, $6,000 in credit cards. Pay it all off. Get to zero balance. Try to make a point to never get that far underwater again. If you can't pay it off in a month, then don't charge it. Now you're going to get those things paid off a lot quicker because your interest rate that you're paying is so much lower and probably going to be tax deductible because it's part of your house payment. There's nobody who would ever give you any financial advice who has half a brain who would ever say that's not a smart thing to do. I've never heard one financial advisor, one financial talk show host, Susie Orman, or anybody else who ever said, don't get your credit cards paid off. Keep making the minimum payment. Nobody says that because it's the worst thing you can do. Call American Equity Mortgage. First, if you want to go online, do it online. You could start there too, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Really, it's not bad, Dan. Everything is looking pretty light so far. Southbound 270 just busy at best between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Same thing on eastbound 64 as you're making your way towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70 is about the only slowdown I see, and that's from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by TNT Monday Nights. South Fork's First Family returns tonight. Don't miss an all-new episode of the smash hit Dallas, followed by an all-new Monday morning. It all starts tonight at 8, only on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Tomorrow night, President Obama will address a joint session of Congress and the American people. It's the State of the Union. ABC News coverage begins at 8 p.m. Hear it live on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
In this uncertain world we live in, Who better to protect your most precious assets than you? Hi, I'm Jim Tremelli, owner of Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. We want you to know that we take security seriously, not just personal security, but documents, valuables, cash, guns, photographs, and family heirlooms. Our safes are manufactured by American Security Products, whose superior design and craftsmanship offers safes that are child, burglary, and fire resistant. Our family business offers more than the big box stores. We'll take you through the entire process from selection to delivery. No one in the area stocks as many options as Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. Choose from beautiful, highly polished safes with adjustable shelving for your guns and documents, or smaller safes designed for fire protection and security, perfect for both home and business. Call us at 314-429-4100 or visit us on our website at tipstl.com. That's T-I-P-S-T-L.com. Or come on by. We're easy to work with and easy to find on the corner of Schutz and Lackland.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Is it Lincoln? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mount Pleasant, Missouri Wines, America's oldest wine-growing appellation, grown and bottled in Augusta, Missouri, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Take a walk on the wild side. Is that right? Yeah.
I know my music.
Phones are open. We'll take your calls. We'd love to hear from you. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550. KTRS. Before we go to the phones, one of the things I noticed last night, and I've noticed it in other award shows, is they're two completely different types of people when it comes to the way they're dressed. There are people, and mostly women, but some of the guys who you can tell spent all day looking perfect. They're consumed with, my hair is perfect, the dress is perfect, the jewelry is perfect, the shoes. Then you get the people, like a lot of the guys who took to the stage, who literally look like they slept in their clothes for 2 days. I mean, they couldn't care less how they look.
I bet you they spend hours
looking like they didn't spend any time.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get to look that messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, the goofy looking skinny ties that look outdated, and the raggedy looking old coats, and the hair's all messed up. I mean, literally, just like somebody call and go, "Hey, man, get out of bed. It's the award show.
Oh,
you overslept. I'll have a car there in 3 minutes." And they just jump out of bed and the clothes they slept on and went to the award show. But then some of the women, it's almost like, you know, that the whole way there, "Don't touch my dress. Don't touch my hair. My nails."
Did you see that picture of Katy Perry standing next to Ellen DeGeneres?
No, but I saw Katy Perry.
Oh, Ellen's face is right at boob level, and she's staring right at both of her gigantic breasts.
But see, for Ellen, that's bait like it would be for us.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She was looking
at it like a guy was.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she came out to give that award away, holy moly.
Yeah, let's not dwell on that too much.
No,
I won't be able to finish the show. But I didn't realize till last night how well endowed, fake or otherwise, Katy Perry is.
Yeah.
Got some major melons. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jim is on the line. Hello, Jim.
Frank, I'm so glad you're on the air. I know I can get an amen, but I'm AM in the PM. Can I get a hallelujah?
Yes, you can.
Hallelujah. There we go. Now we're on. I got to agree with you about, I don't drink or smoke anymore. Yeah, I just wonder if I still drink or smoked, would the music that they're making now, would it sound good to me? Like,
yeah. Jim, the answer is yes. You and I need to get on some whatever the drugs of the day are, and we need to take a bunch of that stuff, and then we'd watch these shows and go, "Oh, man, that's
great,
cool.
Man.
That is so..." You know, remember when I said, when I worked at the classic rock station for 2 years, I actually had a guy, because I went off on the Grateful Dead and how their lyrics to their songs should be written by kindergartners, and how, yeah, and it didn't sit well with the classic rock crowd. But then one guy called, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I used to love the Grateful Dead." He said, "Then I heard their music after I quit drugs and I wasn't stoned, and it was horrible." He said, "When I was stoned, it was fantastic."
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, thank you. Thank you for making my case. No, I'm with you.
Or, listen, if you got a girlfriend and you hear one of these kind of songs while you're with your girlfriend and you get emotional, kind of, then that'll do it for you, too, I think, because, sex and drugs can make bad music sound good, in my opinion. I don't know.
Well, I think most people, first of all, the top of your music list is whatever music was popular when you were in high school. That's always going to be a big deal to you, okay? I mean, 80s, 70s, whatever it is. And then I think if you work in this business and you work in music, and like I did country music, I really never was into country music until I worked at country radio. And I got to tell you, I loved it. I thoroughly enjoy country music, but what I enjoy most is that music from the 80s, the music I played when I was in it, more than a lot of the stuff today.
Well, I never was much into country music myself, but I did have listened to quite a bit of it, and I'm kind of going that way because it's just...
How old are you?
49.
And don't you already feel kind of lost?
Huh?
You like lost, like you're out of it, sort of, still? I watched this Hunter Hayes last night.
That's
what,
why
is it,
I wanted
12?
To get an amen and a hallelujah. I had to get back to the...
I don't even know who Hunter Hayes is.
No, did you see him last night?
No.
Hunter Hayes, he's a 12-year-old or something. He's like a sort of a... I don't know. I don't know what he is. Is he country? Or he's just a kid.
Here's one thing I would like to bring up. I was wondering when they say CBC officials, why don't they say St. Louis City Convention and Visitors Bureau and then mention Kitty Ratcliffe? Because... she's kind of like the one, and I don't think the county really wants to be necessarily, hooked up with the city right now.
How did we get to that?
Yeah, that's a...
How'd you jump to that?
We talked about what you wanted to talk about for a little while.
Yeah, but we don't talk about city politics. This is the wrong show. You got to call
McGraw.
You don't
even know who Kitty is.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. I don't care anything about that stuff. You have to call McGraw. He's into that.
Okay.
All right, Jim, thank you. Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
No,
I couldn't care less about city politics.
I guess it's what this all, the Jones Dome thing that's going on right now. I guess that's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't lose a minute's sleep about Ballpark Village or the Dome or any of that crap or what the Rams are going to say. You and I have nothing to say about it anyway.
Yep.
There are a handful of really rich people who control all that stuff. And regardless of what voters think or want, the people who have the power ultimately get what they want. And I go back to the specific example of gambling. When it was voted down and voted down and voted down, we don't want gambling in the St. Louis area. What do we have now, 8 casinos?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter what people voted for. The people in, who wanted it to happen and had the money and convinced the city fathers that if you'll make this
we'll
happen.
We'll have money go to education.
We're going
to
put some money in your schools. Yeah. And we're going to give you this.
Okay.
And boom, we have gambling. Joe's on. Hello, Joe.
I am in the damn park.
Thank you, Joe. Hallelujah.
Frank, I gotta tell you, it's official, man. Right down to date, you're old.
No, I am. That's exactly what this is about.
Well, here's the thing, and I generally agree with you. I'm gonna be 50 years old in a few weeks. Okay, I have an 8-year-old daughter, however. So hey, you know that's kind of a.
But you know what? That's what's gonna save you because
well,
that's gonna be. That's...
I think it has saved me because I'm here to tell you this. I enjoyed that show last night, and I thought it was one of the better ones that I've seen in the last 8 to 10 years.
And I could see where people who know the music would think that, but you're lucky you have an 8-year-old daughter, because for the next 8 to 10 years, she's going to keep you current.
Well,
I don't have any young kids.
Even the people I didn't know, I liked the acoustic sound last night. It wasn't a lot of overboard rap. They had that in there, but it wasn't overboard with all that garbage. And it seemed like it was more acoustic, good music.
No, I'm going to give you that. It seemed like
yeah,
in a couple of years past.
Did you not like Kelly Clarkson last night?
Oh, I like Kelly Clarkson. But you're right about something. It was too heavy on the rap side the last couple of years.
Very too much heavy, man.
Like, and I didn't.
Kelly Clarkson was fantastic. Hey, that Hayes kid from country.
Mm-hmm.
He's country's version of Justin Bieber.
No, I think you're right. He is the country Justin Bieber.
He looks like the Bieber. He's country Bieber, I call him.
Yeah, country Bieber. That's what he should call himself.
Well, now, hey, it's official. You're old, my friend.
Good point. And I knew that before you told me. Thank you, Joe.
Have a good day.
I wake up every morning. Nobody has to remind me. And by the way, this crap about 50s, the new 40, 60, no. No, it's not. 50s, 50, 60, 60, 40s, 40. Marcus, how are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm confused here. I just wanted to say that it seemed like a lot of the music that we heard last night, and I had to sit through that whole bloody show. And it wasn't easy. But a lot of it was still old, good-time rock and roll and stuff.
Well, I must have missed that part. And I did jump away several
times. Oh, no. There were lots of things to Carole King and all these other...
No, I saw that. I did see the Carole King thing. I guess my timing was bad, because when I jumped back, it was Jack White, and it was Sting and that
Oh, that was thing. Hard to watch Sting.
Yeah, I've never gotten
like watching an old dentist there.
Yeah, and I've never gotten him. And by the way, maybe Dan could tell me, what was up with that guitar he had, which was 9 feet long? The neck of that guitar stretched into the next building.
That was a bass.
Was it?
Yeah, he had a bass guitar, but it was a really long neck on it.
Yeah, well,
couldn't even reach the end of that thing if you wanted to.
Well, what was the group that stood out in the water? They were pretty good.
I didn't see that.
That was like early on.
In the
where
water.
They got rained on.
Man,
I missed that too. But I saw the news have just a clip of it on.
Oh, that was pretty cool. Yeah, whoever that guy was.
But. Sounds like I missed all the good parts.
Oh boy, well you gotta.
Well, Marcus, thank you for the call.
Okay, Frank. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Now, you remember when Sting, like 5 years ago, he made the turn to that, I don't know what you call that, chamber music. Anyone talking about that?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Whatever it was. It was just, wow, what? It was weird. And I think it's like when you go to a movie at Frontenac or one of those art... I've said this before. You go in and... you know that the movie you're watching makes no sense. It's an art film. You can't even know. But when you're walking out, everybody's like, oh, that was one of the best films. They're lying. They're lying because they want to sound sophisticated or cultured or something. They won't tell the truth, because if they did, everybody walking out would go, oh, I got to tell you this real quick before we take a break. My daughter works for Prince, and this just happened last week. She's in a store, and she had her Prince jacket on and said, Prince, this is honest to goodness a true story. And the person behind the counter said, Prince. And she said, yeah. She says, wow. And my daughter said, yeah, I work for Prince. And this person says, that is so cool. I didn't even know he lived here. I didn't even know he lived here.
He was on the Grammys last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, as the Grim Reaper. All right, you heard our guest last week, the guy we had on the phone. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he had a great Goodfeet story. And if you missed it, it was, I remember the year, 73. He had some horrible, horrible spinal issues, and he has gone for literally 40, 50 years. This happened when he was young, and he had been through therapy, and the laundry list of things he went through to find relief was incredible. And then, I think as a last resort, he said he went into one of the Goodfeet stores, and for the first time ever, he has relief from this pain. Now, he did admit that in his case, he noticed some relief in the store, but he didn't get the full benefit of the Goodfeet arch supports till time passed and he had worn them for a while. And he said as time went on, it just got better and better and better. It was a great testimonial to what sometimes the result can be when you just take 30, 40 minutes to visit a Goodfeet store. Now, not everybody's story is going to be the same. There are certainly cases where somebody has a pain. It could be a neck pain, back pain. It could be something unrelated to your feet, and Goodfeet can't help you. But it's pretty impressive the percentage of people who go in and do find relief. And sometimes the pain is not coming from the feet at all, but the origination, the point of origin for the pain that manifests itself somewhere else is many times the feet, and that simple insert can be the answer and is for a lot of people. So if you've gotten pain and you haven't been to a Goodfeet store 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know. You're going to know right there in the store. There are three locations in the St. Louis area: on Olive west of 270 across from Friday's, South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or GoodfeetStLouis.com.
Here's another look at traffic. Tim Weiland. Tim?
Right now, you're looking pretty good on the highways. Just a little bit heavy at Lindbergh and again at New Florissant on eastbound 270. Southbound 270 is picking up the volume from Doherty Ferry through, from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 looks good to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 70, you're heavy now a little bit west of 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And this report's brought to you by TNT Monday Nights. Dallas is back. South Fork's First Family returns with more secrets and betrayals that are darker than ever. Tonight, don't miss an all-new episode of the smash hit Dallas, followed by an all-new Monday Mornings. It all starts tonight at 8, only on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Tuesday on the Morning Quickie, do the TV segment with Josh. I'm going to talk to Josh about this wacky show Scandal on ABC. It's intriguing, it's addicting, it's ridiculous. We'll talk about some other TV stuff as well. And, of course, we're following the story of the Pope's resignation. We start at 10. Don't be late, because it'll be entertaining.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Cabin fever, definition, irritability, listlessness, resulting in long confinement or isolation indoors during the winter. Cabin fever, the cure.
Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air. I know the winter can be tough. The walls are closing in. Family's driving you nuts. You need a big old break. Well, you need to come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air, where cabin fever doesn't stand a chance. We still have the cheapest eats like the Fat Eddie Burger, my world-famous peony shrimp, the Big Elwood on a stick, the mouth-watering chick on a stick. We do have the cure for cabin fever. There's no place you'd rather be. You'd rather be at home with the walls closing in? Duh, you'd rather be at Fast Eddie's. And if you do like being outside during the winter, we have the huge heated patio with tons of flat-screen TVs. We got 5 nights a week live music featuring the best bands in town. I'm telling you, it's an outdoor party right in the middle of winter. As long as you're 21 and in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air, the cure for cabin fever. For more info, go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Free? Did someone say free? Free is good. Season Spawn Salon in South County is offering a free haircut with $50 color service for new clients during the month of February. At Season Spa, they're rolling out the new L'Oreal Professional Color Line, which is only found at elite salons. And Season Spawn Salon is one of them. Stop in and see them today. And remember, gift certificates for that special person in your life are always a good way to go. Season Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza in South County. For more information, visit SeasonSpa.com.
And just a gigolo, and everyone.
Nah, I like David Lee Roth's better.
Who's
this, Louis Prima or something?
That's right.
Wow. I got just enough time for one quick call, maybe two. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, how are you?
I'm in a PM.
All right. Got a minute and a half. It's yours.
Hey, I sat through that last night. And, you know, just kind of waiting for something good to happen. But the guy that called earlier, I don't believe there is a rock and roll category anymore. I mean, not what I would consider rock and roll.
No, that's a great point.
That White Stripes, I like that, but that Ghost of Jack White last night, man, I don't know what that was all about. normally I like that guy, and he's pretty talented. But, I just didn't get it. I mean, my youngest daughter is 19. And they listen to some stuff that there's no way I would ever listen to.
But, well, I'm not alone. It makes me feel better. I appreciate the call.
And that dress that Adele had, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they might want to hang on to that and use it for the VP Fair, one of the tents or something.
Yeah.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, see you.
Yeah, she didn't flatter herself exactly by wearing that thing, but I like her. I don't care how big she is. I like her anyway. Before we break, get the news, and then Jose Hernandez is going to join us. Dawn Meadows Dixon is going to join us. She'll have a movie. Just want to remind you that if you will, and this is a great reason, if you need a reason to start banking at First Community Credit Union, here's one. You transfer your credit card balances from any current credit card to a First Community credit card. You will pay 0% interest for an entire year on the transferred balance. Plus, they're going to give you a First Community Credit Union credit card, and you're only going to pay 3.99% interest on all your credit card purchases till the end of this year, which is still, 10.5 months left in this year. Subject to credit approval, and of course it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. Hope you enjoyed the yard sale Saturday morning, and if you did, please don't forget that show literally is on the air because of First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.